Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to order some Omex 3. I've run out.
Okay, I'd be happy to assist with that.
Okay.
All right, so you have placed an order before?
Yes, yes. And I've run out. It's been a while back. It's been a while, but when I call, they just put me on hold, and I give them my number to call back, and no one does.
I'm sorry about that. We're an inbound call center. We have calls coming in continuously, so it's
okay.
A little difficult there, but if you could please provide me with your name.
Yes, Connie White.
Okay, and for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address, please.
Yes, 515 Greenwood Drive. That's in Albany, Georgia.
Okay, and what is that zip code?
31707.
Okay, thank you so much for that information.
Uh-huh.
So I have gotten an account pulled. Excuse me. It shows your name and address.
Yes.
And it does show that you did have a subscription for it was a 60-day subscription. Looks like the last time that you had a shipment was in 2019. Does that sound about right?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it could have been. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, and I was also on the auto ship, like on whenever I just run out, like they're, you know, on every 2 months thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Instead of having to call, I'm just on the auto ship, yeah.
Okay.
I think
so
I was on that. And, oh, yeah. Here's the date, 7/15 of 20, yeah.
Oh, so you had a shipment in 20, so I need to locate another.
So, but I'm completely out, yeah.
Okay.
And I needed to call to start that back up.
Okay, let me try to locate, since it seems that you have...
Okay.
Sometimes they are the individual...
Yeah.
...accounts get split up like that. So that's last name. Last name, first name.
Can you hold 1 second?
Sure. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Hold on. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Yes. Okay, I'm back. Yeah.
All right. I was trying to locate a second account for you since you said you had a shipment in 2020.
Well, that's what I have. I had wrote down, like, I ordered on of July 15th of 20. Yeah. But do you see anything like that?
I am not for Albany, Georgia. I see, you know, sometimes there are
yeah.
names, but this is the only address that you have.
So you see it in 19? Is that what? Is that the year you saw it in?
Yes, ma'am. It shows.
Okay, we'll just go by that. Just go by that then.
Okay, just didn't want to have
yeah, yeah.
duplicated here. And everything is already closed out. All right, so let me get to... screen here. And you're interested in another subscription?
Yeah, is it going to have to be a new subscription or just continue on?
Ma'am, it would have to be a new one. The old one was closed out.
Yeah, okay. But this one, I think the shipment, it was like $48. And then she said, I think I would be charged that every 2 months.
Okay.
I think, yeah. But I don't, yeah.
Okay. Not a problem. Let me try something else, too, just in case. Sometimes middle names are included. Not to say that's what happened, but all right. Order. All right, so bill to and ship to address is still the same.
Yes.
Greenwood Drive. Okay.
Yes.
Well, why didn't that do? Let me try that again. I'm sorry, I'm just...
Yeah. I don't really remember why it stopped. I mean, I don't believe I stopped it. I mean, I wanted it just to, continue on, and I just quit receiving them. It might be maybe I had to get a new card. That could have been it.
Oh, I see what happened. You called in.
Uh-huh.
You called in July.
Yeah.
You said you were told to call back to confirm order. And it is mentioning $48 for a subscription.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like when there was an attempt to bill for it August 12th, the payments didn't go through.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That could have been, yeah. Because I had to get a new card. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let me do it this way. Maybe that's why it won't allow me to do it the other way. All right. So these are closed out. And I'm sorry, I didn't look down at the notes. I was just looking at the year. So this will be for... All right, let me find the official off for you. And yeah, it should still be one for $48.
Yep, okay, all right.
All right, so this is a 60-day subscription. And are you having any other issues you're dealing with or need any vitamin D3 to add in to help strengthen your bones?
Vitamin B3? Is that what you said?
Well, we do have vitamin B as well, but I was offering the vitamin D3, which is 5,000 IU.
Oh, no. I'm already taking the vitamin D from my doctor. But, yeah, I do have problems with, I believe, inflammation, but with my joints.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, where you want, we do have vitamin B on our website. I haven't checked to see if we have it available here in the call center.
Uh-huh.
Are you interested in ordering?
Well, I believe vitamin B3, I believe that's the one I need.
You just need B3? Okay.
Think it said that I should be on all the B vitamins and... Let's see. It's not listing B3 that I have. I take the Centrum, and it's only saying vitamin B6, mm-hmm. B12. It don't say anything about B3. And I think I was been trying to find that, and I can't. So, you can, how much would be the vitamin B3?
Actually, we don't have just a B3. I was listening to you. Ours is a B complex, so it's B1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 12.
Okay, well, how much is that, the complex?
It's $15.95 for a one-month supply.
Okay, and you can put that on the auto ship, too?
Actually, I can. I would just have to do it, I believe, through the website.
Oh, you have to go through the website.
Unless you wanted to take your time a little later.
No, I guess not. Not at this time.
A little bit.
Kind of a little, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I have to go through the website.
Yeah, you wouldn't if we had it here. I'm actually taking it. Sometimes we don't quite have everything at all time that they're, you know, that's available on the webpage.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We can just go ahead and do this.
Okay.
Because I'm a little bit rushed.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. So I've gotten the order pulled up. The only thing I need to do is put in some updated card information. We last show a Visa that ends in 1165.
Okay. Let's see. My new card is, that's the old one. Yeah. Okay. So you need for me to give it to you now?
Yes, ma'am.
5060-4901-1002-0718.
Okay, thank you for that. And that's a Visa?
Yes. A Visa card, Visa debit credit card.
Okay, and this is for... This is for Connie. How is your name showing on your card?
Connie White.
W-H-I-T-E. And the expiration?
3/25.
Okay, March of 25. And... scroll down and get that. Severe. The payment type is credit card, but the credit card number. Okay, it's telling me the credit card number is invalid. So let me just read back out what I heard.
Yeah, because it's not invalid. It's not.
Okay.
It's just it's just a new one that I got.
Not a problem, ma'am. I could have made a key error. It's 5060-4901-1002-0718.
Yes.
Okay. And that is for a Visa card.
Named
Connie White. And is it?
Visa debit card.
Okay.
My bank card, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. As long as it has the Visa logo on it, that's fine.
Yeah, and it does. It does. Mm-hmm.
And you said it expires March of 2025.
Yeah, 3/25.
Okay. All right. I don't know why it's telling me that is.
I don't know why either. Why it should be doing that. Oh, goodness.
Payment info for this order. The payment type is credit card, but the credit card number is invalid.
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't understand that. Okay, I'll have to, let's see, give you another one.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Is that another Visa or it's a...
Well, it's MasterCard.
Okay, not a problem. I just have to... Yeah, I know what you said.
Well, I do have the Chase Visa. Would that be better?
Oh, no, it's up to you. I'm just trying to wrestle with the... system here.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and give you this one, the Visa, the Chase Visa.
Okay.
Okay, are you wanting it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 4036.
4036, okay.
Uh-huh, 9021.
Okay.
0311.
Okay.
9183.
Okay. And once again, the name is Connie White, and the expiration?
Yes. Let me hold on just a minute. Let's see, expiration. Oh, okay. Well, on this card, it has my name, Connie D. White, my middle initial. And it's good through expiration 9/24.
Okay, September of 2024, and I have that. All right, so let me... pull that back up, and I think it's satisfied this time.
Yeah, it should. I don't even know why the other one didn't. I just don't get that.
That I don't have an answer to.
Yeah.
If you could please provide me with the security code that's on the back.
Okay, hold on. Oh, the security card. Security code is 941.
Okay, so 941.
I'm wondering if on that other card, I didn't give you the security code. You didn't ask for it, so I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
No, ma'am. I went ahead and saved the information, and it wouldn't allow me to save it in at all.
Okay.
But if you do ever want to change cards, you can always call us back.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And can you repeat the address back to me to make sure that y'all got it right?
Yeah. The address for mailing, for shipping is 515 Greenwood Drive, Albany, Georgia, 31707.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So I will go ahead and get your order processed. And I'm just waiting for the system to let me know. All right. So your sale was approved for the $48. You can expect to receive it. It's ship ready. You'll receive it in 7 to 14 business days, probably a little sooner. If you do want the tracking number, you can probably give us a call back on Monday.
Okay.
If you would like to have it.
Yeah, okay. But within about 7 days, 7 to 14 days.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And it is on the auto ship. Like
yes, ma'am.
Every what? Every 2 months or whenever?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it is for the 60.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling Omax Health. You have a good evening and a good weekend.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.